listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Hey, you got to stay connected to your Cleveland Browns for the latest news, and photos, and videos, and more straight from the team. Like them on Facebook, at Cleveland Browns. Follow them on Twitter, at Browns. And be happy. And on Instagram, at Official Browns. And be happy. That's the key. That's what we're trying to do here on CBD. Vic, Nathan, it's time for that very popular segment that has been sweeping the nation now for months. For months.
That's right. It's like a giant broom over the nation.
After further review.
And that's what it is. And Jason Gibbs, hello, sir.
Hi, guys. How are you today?
Doing great. Good, man. How was your holiday weekend?
Yeah. A little bit of golf, lots of yard work, a couple adult beverages.
How was the golf game good?
Saturday was good. Yesterday, not so good. But that's all right.
The kid and I tore it up on Saturday. We had a stretch of like six holes where we both dropped bombs.
Nice.
10 or more, 15 or more feet. Kid dropped a 50-footer on number 9 at Boulder Creek, which I think is one of the best holes in all of Cleveland. A 50-footer for a par that was excellent right in the face while getting a stroke. It was a thing of beauty.
One of the courses, the one we played yesterday, they had not cut any grass, period. So if you weren't on the fairway, you were in ankle to calf-high grass.
Looking for another ball.
It was a little brutal. But good times and adult beverages make it all better. Question number one, guys. If you were a player and had Memorial Day weekend off, what would you do?
Single or married?
Either one.
Either. Well, my answer is the same. Single, I'd go to Vegas. Married, I'd take my wife and we'd go to Vegas. I've had a lot of the best times of my life have happened in that city. That's where I'd be. And the media could kiss my posterior if they had a problem with it.
I'm just going to Page Fest. I've done it for 10 years now. I'm a man who doesn't like change. Page Fest was good to me years ago, and it still is.
After further review.
Question. What's the best food at Page Fest?
Oh, my God. Well, the best food at Page Fest would have to be Tony's Burgers because it's a meal in a sandwich, and I mean that thing is so huge it takes two hands to kind of lift it off. He makes these ridiculously large burgers. The women always complain about him because they say, we're not gonna eat them. So basically he makes them knowing that they will barely eat them or like cut a little piece off and then we finish those as well.
Outstanding.
A lot of meat consumption.
Yeah.
Question number two, guys. As we get into our second week of OTAs, the rookies now have had a week with the veterans. What rookie do you think takes the biggest step this week in terms of progression?
Progression? I think it's going to have to be Johnny and Justin. I think they need to take the biggest step. Johnny's been progressing every single day, so I want to continue to see his mental game continue to improve, his recognitions continue to improve. For me, and then Justin Gilbert, I want to start to see signs that Justin Gilbert can be that lockdown defender. I haven't yet, with my eyes, seen it, and I'd like to. Joel Bitonio, Terrence West, I think, are already playing phenomenally well, and I think Christian Kirksey and Pierre Desir are kind of easing into things. So the two that need to take the biggest leap for me would be Gilbert needs to take the biggest leap. Manziel needs to keep his trajectory going.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with that. I think it's more Gilbert than Manziel because I do think Manziel is moving in the right direction. And what he was showing even by the end of last week was, you know, impressive progress just looking at tape of that. And then seeing him now getting it started today and, you know, and then tomorrow. And we'll see, you know, the kind of reps he's getting in practice, which will be reflective of that. You know, I think for a corner it's a little bit difficult to see everything that a guy can do, especially when he's learning the coverages and such. But I do think, and no excuses, I mean, I do think with Justin Gilbert, it has to start connecting. I mean, he's had, after rookie minicamp and now into week number two of OTAs, for sure, you've got to see something that looks, in terms of progress, that looks a lot more focused than it did early on.
After further review.
Question number three today, guys. Seeing a lot of the rookies signing their contracts around the league. For those fans that are concerned about the contracts, is there really any reason for fans to be concerned about contracts anymore?
No, there really isn't. They'll have everybody signed by the time training camp begins. The slotting system, and we had Ray Farmer on this show explaining basically that the trend around the National Football League, which is most of the players or many of them are being signed, many of the rookies, draft picks are being signed, he said would be consistent with the Browns. Now, as we sit here on May 27th, I haven't seen a press release that's announced any of the Browns signings. I have a feeling they're going to all kind of come in clusters for whatever reason. It's not because the Browns are going to have some kind of holdout battle with anybody, including the quarterback. That's just not going to happen. You know what you're paying, and I guess, you know, whenever you decide that you're going to make that payment, you make that payment.
Yeah, I have no worries about it. I think it's going to happen when it needs to. The way that things have been collectively bargained, as you said, slots people where they're slotted, and that's the money they're going to get, period.
After further review.
Final question today, guys. As I mentioned, 1 week of OTAs in the books. You guys have seen a lot more maybe than some of the other people in the media and a little more behind-the-scenes access. Who would be your MVP of week one of OTAs?
I'm going to go with Terrence West. I think he showed the most in everything he did, the energy, the urgency, the explosiveness. I mean, he's a guy that you just watch him play and you say, wow, that guy can be special. And right now, in my mind, he's the best running back, best looking of the running backs on this team.
I'm going to go with friend of the show, Winsanity, Billy Winn. I think he has been a force up front for this defense, constantly in the backfield. He has been fitting in perfectly into what Anthony Weaver wants to do with the defensive line group, and I think he's been absolutely thriving. So I'm going to give Billy Winn the nod there. I think he's been fantastic in terms of a guy that really seems to be taking that next step and looks poised for what I would call a breakout year.
All right. Well, I like your loyalty to Billy, and it's just encouraging him
Love
to come
Billy.
On the show. But he's deserved it. He has looked good, for sure. And we could say that, you know, there are other honorable mentions, whatever we want to call them, have also looked. How about Andrew Hawkins? I mean, he's
yes, he would been, be the other one. Absolutely,
right?
Phenomenal.
I mean, he's been all over the place. A shout out or a nod to Deion Lewis for some of his efforts as well. Those have been easy to watch, and I'm hearing from, again, some coaches and other people on the scouting staff make those similar observations. With no contact, you're going to see stuff like that go on where against air, there's going to be a lot of success. But it's been fun to watch so far, and I'm as eager as anyone, you, Nathan, and all of us, to see how this progresses. All right, what's coming up next? We're going to have the three topics with our three-time Super Bowl champ who joins us the first day of the week, which is a Tuesday today, Gerard Cherry. That's up next on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.